Right, today I'm chatting with the former FMB champion of the world and now YouTube megastar and influencer, Sam Pilgrim. Sam has racked up millions of views online with his amazing riding, his fun presentation and some really quite wacky videos.
Thank you.
Actually, it does sound like you. That actually did sum you up.
It was going to sound strange.
I was building you up and then I thought, actually, halfway through, you're quite a big deal.
Cool, thanks.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought you'd have been a big deal?
That is really true, yeah.
I want to just start with a really early days question. When did you realise you were really good at mountain biking? Or was it mountain biking or BMXing? What did you start with?
It was mountain biking.
So when did you go, I'm better, these guys are losers, I'm better than this lot?
Yeah, that's quite good. Well, definitely, just one thing to say if there's any kids watching is don't listen to your teachers, because sort of beginning to realise I was quite good when I was younger and told the teachers, I want to do this as a job. No, you can't. That's never going to happen, I was actually told. So showed them. But anyway, it was probably, I just loved it so much because I did motocross at the same time as mountain biking. Mm-hmm. So the mountain biking was just to pretend I was on a motorbike kind of thing after school because I couldn't do motocross all the time. Same, yeah. But then I started doing all tricks and things. And my first contest, I was 14. It was called Filthy 48 in Preston, like miles away. And I got like third on one of the days and I think I won the next day in the open class. And I was like, I must be quite good. And then from then, kept doing events and then started winning all the English ones, which then was kind of easy, as it would be for any event. If you do it in your country, if you're good, you're going to start, it's going to be easy. Mm. And then somehow got into the European scene. So my first Euro event was 2017, and then I got third there. So I was like, okay, this is where I am as good as I thought I might be.
So that's where you thought pro and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I never thought of it like the other guys are like always like, oh, pro, I want to get all paid and stuff like that. I just love doing the comps. So, for me, if I could do well at the comp, I'd get prize money and that would pay for me to go to the next one.
Yeah.
So that's
all
I did it for. And it was just, so much fun.
And then you won loads and had loads of those massive checks.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you how many massive checks have you got? Have you got a load of massive checks?
Yeah, so I put some up in the house and it's like,
feel like Happy Gilmore. You've got loads of massive checks.
It's stupid. There's like actually a pile because I can't fit them in there. There's like loads just dumped on the side. So there's a lot of them. Yeah, it's cool.
I just think it's really funny that scene in Happy Gilmore where he's a golfer. I don't know if you know that film, but he's a professional golfer and he's got all these checks and he's like, I'm going to take them down the bank. That's really funny. Right, let's go to. Which is a topic we're talking about in the Dirt Shed Show this week, and it sort of stems off of this story that's happened with you recently, where you've won all these checks, amazing, you've got an amazing bike career, and then you do the absolute dream.
Yeah.
The absolute dream. You buy a house.
Yeah.
That's got ground that you can make your own bike park, your own one.
Yeah.
And then you do.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
Cool, yeah. So I got this house, and the only reason I got it was for this garden, basically.
Yeah. How big is it? How is it big? Is it like, looks big on the video.
The garden, it's like 2 acres, but it's like an acre or something. It's an acre and a bit at the back, and there's a bit at the front where the little pit bike track was.
Right,
it's like perfect, because it's not too big. Mm. But even now, it's like just annoying, because I can't do anything there, so I've got to just maintain something for no reason. But anyway, so I built all these jumps literally within a month of getting there.
Yeah.
And like we had a huge scaffolding up and like Sam Hodgson came in to build the jumps and the landings and stuff. And
yeah,
he's like
insane. So big diggers going in.
Yeah.
Scaffold rolling ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like it was all built thoughtfully of the neighbours because like we put it all, because it's basically the garden backs onto farm fields, so there's there is a row of houses that are next to it that could see it, but I made the roll in across the other side, like basically in a big tree, like you couldn't even see it. And the landings, you'd only see it if you went to your fence and like stood and looked over,
which you're not supposed to do anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, we spoke to all the neighbours and they were fine with it, so I made all these jumps. We had it for like a few months ago and whatever. And then the council guys came round when me and Dad were there, like, oh yeah, you can't have all this. And they sort of made up lies, because when we thought about it afterwards, like, they can't have, whatever they said at the time, it couldn't have been true. And it must have been, if you'd seen the video, like, obviously this, it turns out some guy complained who's like super in there with the council.
And he was also like a mountain bike.
Yeah, so
guy.
Like, there's a, it's not a bike, it's not even a bike park. So in the video I explain that someone at the local bike park, I was just so annoyed I said the wrong words, it's the local woods, it's not even a bike park. So he's just a guy that builds jumps.
And he didn't like you'd done it in your garden?
No, he didn't. He's never liked me, this guy, for whatever reasons. Like, I never, even like to explain how weird the guy is.
Yeah.
My parents were on a bike ride like years ago and they went through that woods. And then he got into conversation with them saying that I'm the worst guy for the sport because I built all the skate parks wrong in town. I have nothing to do with it. So from years ago, this guy has hated me for no reason. And
I find it so hard to believe because you actually are very, you're very likable. I don't want to puff you up too much, but you're a very likable person.
It's just so weird. The guy's even got a high bike and stuff. Like, he's bought a high bike probably because he's seen me riding it, but hates me. So it's just the weirdest thing. Anyway, he told the council and then they come round, like, you got 30 days to get rid of it or whatever. So we appealed it because that gives you longer.
And you appealed it and it was all fine?
No. Oh. I appealed. The appeal goes to, like, governments, you know, like, basically the main people. And they're like, nah.
No way.
Because I did it wrong, apparently. But whatever.
So it's gone.
That's it, yeah. Like, the government thing I got back is so ridiculous, I can't even pedal a bike in the garden.
Well, you don't pedal much anyway.
True. You couldn't even roll in the garden. It's the weird, like, literally the weirdest thing ever. I think I'd need, like, planning permission or something, but... then.
Can you... well, maybe you should look into that. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep the house?
No, we're, like, trying, like, options of what we can do now. Yeah. I don't even know, really.
Maybe you should go somewhere else.
Yeah, I could just, like, rent it out and just live in my van. It'd probably be better.
Do a bit of van life.
Yeah.
But, and then you just go where you want to ride.
Yeah. I don't know.
How often do you ride?
Like, probably every day almost. Because I did, like, 3 videos a week for 2 years, never missed a single day.
Yeah.
And that was, like, really quite hard. So that's, like, a lot of... that's obviously riding most days. But now I do 2 a week. Yeah. And that's, like, gives you way more free time that I can actually just go biking for fun again. Because I might do comps again this year.
No,
because,
like,
I did a few last year and it was well fun.
Yeah.
But I want to try and do, like, one more year, see if I can get... I just want to, for fun, see if I can get into one diamond event.
Yeah, right.
I just need to get a wild card at one of the gold... so, like, how the FNB works is there's...
yeah, I don't understand how that works.
There's, like... so you have different ranked level events. So there's, like, silver... oh, no, it's, like, bronze, silver, gold, and then diamond.
Yeah.
And then the diamond now is its own whole series, which is the Crankworx World Tour.
Right, yeah.
But I can get into golds anyway because they have wild cards because I'm, like, old and I've done it before. They, like,
they'll
push me in.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully they're probably watching this now, like, no, I'm not letting you in. But... so basically, if I was to get a wild card at a gold event...
yeah.
Oh, yes, well, I'm speaking too fast. But at each gold event, there's 2 wild cards available to get into the diamond.
Diamond, right.
The next diamond event along, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I can get into... if I can get a wild card at one of these golds, then I'd get into the diamond. So it's quite easy, really. Because you've only...
that doesn't sound easy. To get the wild card into the diamond...
yeah.
What do you have to do at the gold?
You've actually only got to beat the guys that haven't already got in.
Okay,
so obviously there's 12 guys already in the diamond.
Yeah.
So if they're all at the gold event, you've only got to get 13th, basically.
Right,
or like a high enough score to beat the guy that's below.
That's still like 13th in like the world.
Yeah.
It's quite
hard.
Is.
Well, I did an event last year and still got 10th in a gold level last year.
That's so crazy. Oh, it's exciting to think you might do some more comps.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It'd just be quite good. So now I've got all this extra time, as in like
a
couple more days free.
Now you're just a leisurely influencer.
Yeah. Now I'm just...
how hard is it to be an influencer? Like, because everyone will probably look at you and look at your channel where you've got like 1.8 million subscribers and
it's
videos with one of your videos has got like 40 million views or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they probably look and go, God, it's bloody so easy for Sam Pilgrim. Look at him earning all that YouTube dosh.
Yeah, well, the weirdest thing
is... Which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah, all right.
But, because I want some.
Yeah.
No. Okay, yeah. But there's, they're probably looking, how hard is it to be... Is it actually as easy as it looks?
Once you've got the idea, it's quite easy. Not
the
easy,
idea for a video or just...
Yeah, the idea for the video. That's the hardest bit. Because loads of people would even message with ideas, but I just know from having made videos that they wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So it's kind of annoying is you've got to make videos that everyone that's already following you can enjoy, but then hopefully someone random would watch it and enjoy it. If I'm doing weird stuff,
the
you know.
That sort of extra.
So yeah, it's quite, the ideas thing's weird because you might say like, oh, go down a hill in like a car with no engine. I don't know, just stupid stuff they'll say and you're like, yeah, it would be funny, but like, it's not actually going to appeal to anyone that does biking and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, even like the tricycles and things push it a bit far, but then it's kind of, you know, you put the downhill forks on there.
I flip and love it. I love it. If the more stupid you make a bike, the funnier I think. I love it.
But that's
I love
like stupid bikes. Actually easier for me for in terms of like keeping my body like safe for a bit.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
some of the videos I have to do like flips off trees and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can't do it all the time anyway because you'd run out of the ideas for it.
Mm.
But drifting a tricycle down a street, so safe. It's just funny.
Is it as fun as it looks?
It is really fun, But and you know that you're not going to just crash real bad on it.
I had an amazing idea. So last week on the podcast, I was talking to Chris Akrig.
Okay.
And I roped him into getting on the Random Tandem.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought this week, it's not a very imaginative idea as I'm sat here talking to you.
Yeah.
I thought, what about if we went on a Random Tandem and you helped me set it up so it was a drift back wheel?
Oh, yeah, that would be so dangerous. It doesn't really,
really
work.
Not super fun.
No, that wouldn't be.
I thought you went, oh, I thought you were going to go, that is amazing.
No, I've done the drifts on bikes without the three wheels doesn't work.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, not even if it's a massive long tandem.
No, it's weird, but you can try it. I'll, like, hold you on it and then off you go,
off
mate.
You go.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound as much fun. Maybe I'll have to make it into a tricycle.
Yeah, if you tricycled it with the e-motor, and then we've got, like, the best thing on earth.
Because you'd have all your weight at the back just swinging out there.
Oh, it'd be massive, yeah. And you could do it like roundabouts. It'd be the whole width of the road and stuff.
We'll have a look into that.
Yeah.
So you ride all these stupid bikes. Some of them are brilliant. Five-wheeled bikes.
The bed.
Oh, man, the bed. The bed bike's brilliant. The high bikes. I love it. Not high bikes. The high
tall
bike.
Ones,
tall
yeah.
bike. But what do you like to ride most? Like, so you do MTB, do moto, do e-bike, you're a dirt jumper, are you a free rider? You've done trials. You've done trials, motorcycle trials? I should know how to say that. Motorcycle trials.
Yeah.
What do you like most? What do you see yourself as?
The dirt jump bike guy, I think, I'd say. Because, like, that for me is the best bike you could ever have. Purely, I probably can't say that because I'm supposed to like.
No, you can say what you like.
E-bike guy, but anyway, like,
yeah.
Jump bike's the best thing ever because if you take that in a city, you're going to be around faster than any other bike because you can hop up curves and go wherever. Yeah. Then you can still ride, you could ride a funny little smooth trail. You got the pump tracks, you got all the jumps, street stuff. I think they're the best. I have the most fun on that.
So like a little, like, one break.
Yeah. Kind of the least mountain bikey bike, really.
Really is least mountain bikey, that one, isn't it?
But
it
then really if we're going full mountain bike, I'd say the enduro bike, set up how I like it, I can still do all the tricks on that, basically.
Yeah.
That's the most mountain bike, best one you could have, really.
Yeah.
So you can ride downhill on it. You can literally ride everything on an enduro bike, can't you?
You can do so much on them. They're so nice.
Yeah.
They're so nice. What about the... what do you think about the motorcycle versus the electric little, you know, thing like a cake or what's the other one you've got? The little...
Suron.
Suron, yeah. What do you think?
The cake Yeah, they're actually the best.
Yeah.
Just the back tree is like the bit of an issue, but if you've got like, if you can get a few back trees in, it's definitely the way. I'm way quicker on the cake than I would be on a motocross bike.
Really?
Just because of like the brakes are like on a bike.
Yeah.
And like, there's some, because I haven't ridden the motocross bike that much these days. If I go on it now, like the vibrations and the noise and like the heavy clutch and all this, and you're just like, you get instantly arm pumped. It's like scarier because it's noisy. Or you go on the electric one, I don't get arm pumped the whole time I'm on it.
Yeah.
You can just, because it's not obviously as powerful as a motocross bike,
you
can be full throttle the whole time and just stand up like you're on a, I don't know, I think it's way better.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I got a few new ones the other day, so I'm going to take them to.
Have you got some of the kooky coloured ones?
Of the cakes?
Yeah.
No, I've got just a white one and a black one now.
Yeah, yeah, because they do some weird colours now.
Yeah, but them the green ones are like to support like rhino hunting and stuff. Like the different colours of the different like things.
Oh, right. Well, they hunt rhinos on them?
Yeah, like something I saw, like they do like, they use them in like,
I don't think they should hunt rhinos.
No.
That seems counterproductive.
Maybe I've made that bit up.
You may, maybe they,
oh, they might maybe search for
people who are hunting rhinos.
I think actually green, because they search for them little frogs, not rhinos. You know, so.
Because no, that's similar. That's really similar.
I actually don't know.
So what would you ride if you could ride nothing else?
The jump bike.
The jump bike. The funny little dirt jump bike. Really? Because they're really little. They're kind of daft.
Okay, enduro bike then.
I feel like I've pressured you now.
Yeah. Actually, no, enduro bike, because you can trial it a bit, jump it, downhill it. Yeah, enduro.
Yeah, yeah, enduro bikes are cool. They're a good all-rounder. Talking about the funny bikes a moment ago, what's more, these are quite funny, what's more frightening, steering wheel bike or the side hack? Steering wheel bike versus side hack.
Oh, steering wheel bike's the best.
Best?
I can do it, like all the trick, like it's normal. It's actually, what, as soon as you get
I
used.
I did think you rode it amazingly well. Didn't you?
As soon as you get, because imagine a mountain bike bars are this wide, so you've got all that support from side to side. But because a steering wheel, the steering wheel I got's this wide.
Yeah.
You've got no.
Yeah, no leverage.
So as soon as you get used to that, how weird it is, it's the same.
It's a bit, I guess, it's like the road bike problem.
It's basically a road bike because your hands are like that as well. But the side hack's horrible because that one we bought is like, it's all open. So if you put your foot down, you'd break it straight away.
Oh, right,
you'd run your leg over.
Oh, great.
So we're just there the whole time like, this is the worst thing. Like Louis hanging on the side, we're going downstairs and he's feet are going like that towards the front of the gap.
Your poor brother, bloody hell. It's weird actually, because he's pretty decent, isn't he? But I don't remember him being in the scene earlier on, or he's sort of come into it through being around you, or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, he is 10 years younger. So.
Right. Oh, he's quite a lot younger. Yeah. I didn't realise. Yeah, right, yeah.
So he did a few races, like e-bike races and that. He's just like quite like lazy guy. So once I make him do stuff, he's like so good at it.
Do you have to like work him a bit?
Yeah, like you have to like, right, come on. Like, I mean, he's like, oh no, I don't want to do this. I'm like, come on, it's side hack day. And he's like, oh, but he like knows he has to do it. But yeah, he's really quick actually.
And he's got his own like legit channel and that's amazing.
Yeah, he's cool. He's just like a bit, it's easy for him because he just films me. So he like, be like, oh, I'll just wait another week to do something. But I mean, we obviously go out every day almost to do stuff. So I try and involve him as much as possible. But when I'm doing flips off trees, that's the last thing he'd be interested in.
Really?
Yeah.
But have you ever like fallen out like when you're on a side hack or anything like that? Have you had any big brother arguments?
No, I'm like, no, I'm too nice. I'd just be like, I just know it's horrible, so I'll do like what we can. I'll be like, okay, right, you don't have to do it anymore.
Because I've heard stories of you. We talked about this on the other podcast we did, which I remember really well.
Yeah. Well, you're saying one. About how
it was
you
was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That other one we did. That I've heard of you get in trouble at places where you've had a few drinks and you've had a few arguments. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you angry.
Yeah, I'm never angry. I'd still be laughing while getting in trouble. That's why I get in trouble. Because it would be like, right, get off that bar that you're dancing on. And you're like, nah. And then, like, they'd all come in and, like, I even actually remember such a fun one. This sort of explain the naughtiness that we are. Because we're not really naughty, but we're in some club in France. And like everyone's messing around. Imagine 30 guys at a comp that are all exactly the same from different countries around the world. Yeah, like things just get silly. But anyway, I look across and there's like Andreo getting dragged out of the club. But then I'm getting dragged out next to him. So then we just play like dead. And then then there's a few people getting dragged out, but we don't move. And we're just laughing and we're all flopped. And there's like all these guys trying to pull out guys that are just like dead. And then what we do is just like back in, you know, you sneak back in through the back exit or whatever. It was that sort of thing.
So childish.
So like really childish. So not really naughty.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. The best stuff's childish.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with the verses. Drift bike versus cutting spokes. What's scariest? The cutting spokes one, that frightens me.
Well, the spokes one's going to be scary when we do front wheel as well.
Oh, no.
Like, so if we...
I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, that's it would be scary idea. Though, wouldn't it?
That would be scary. I think that's unnecessary.
But I mean...
Because that's only going to end with less teeth.
Yeah, but I could also be the, like, the Mr. Beast of the show where I don't actually do it and then you get...
Like,
two people in. But no, really.
So you just do the presenting?
Yeah, I could present that
I hate
one.
People like that.
Yeah, they're so annoying. They're so asking you to do just, stuff, yeah, just like adding on new things for the day. And you thought you were coming for 5 minutes and then you're here all day. Probably the drift trike.
Yeah.
Honestly, them Halo wheels are so strong that I knew that... I didn't know it would last that long, actually, but I knew it wasn't going to snap. And so actually, it's
that's pretty solid,
scary.
That one.
Yeah.
Wooden bike versus five-wheeled bike.
What one's the five-wheeled bike?
Or is that's, this just... your like almost like a roller skate for front wheels.
Oh yeah,
really weird bike. Did you buy it or what? Did you make
what,
it?
The?
It's got five... like four wheels at the front.
Oh, it was from Lidl. The little trolley thing. I just made it that it fit onto the bike.
Yeah, it's because I was like, I didn't get one of those.
Yeah, it was really good. What was the question though? Which?
So what one's scariest? Riding the wooden bike that looks like it could
that
piece of balsa wood.
Wooden bike.
Yeah.
You don't even need
terrifying.
To say anymore. Like hitting the jumps. Like imagine if I just cased, it would just snap. The head tube would come off. But it lasts. I forgot about that actually. I've got that. Yeah, I need to do
that.
Yeah,
I like did a little bit of a deep dive on your vids yesterday or the day before yesterday. And I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
The title
brilliant
is probably
video.
Enough just to laugh about.
No, like, well, I think sometimes, like thumbnails on YouTube videos, are like so, we both know they're so important, and you've really have actually got to, even sometimes when they look a bit shoddy, you've probably spent a long time trying to make them look that shoddy.
Yeah,
it's actually really difficult to do. And it's like it's your window into your product you're trying to sell, and God, we talk about them all the time upstairs. And it's an art, you know, it's an art form. There's some people upstairs who are good at it, and they'll say something, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course, what a brilliant idea, because they're so good at it. But sometimes I think they sort of almost, you miss how good, they make it like a clickable thing, and it's like, feels quite lightweight. But then when you watch the video, you get so much more from it than you rode a silly bike.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There's so much in there, and I there's some brilliant videos on there. I literally was crying with laughter on a couple of them.
Cool.
I was actually really sad when I watched the I rewatched the one about your compound, and I just that was a massive apple.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jesus, that's
a. There's always a fun thing.
That is massive. I thought it was like not a real apple for a minute. Anyway, that's off topic. I was actually kind of sad when I watched that because I was like, oh man, that's like every kid's dream.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And then finding out. It's such a grown-up thing to find out that some people just don't want you to have...
Yeah, I know,
They're like that, they're pissed that you've got it so good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a line.
Really
that's a line from a film I've stolen.
No one would have known. You could have kept that.
It's the film As Good As It Gets.
Okay, still
Jack
no
Nicholson.
One would...
No one cares. Why am I saying this?
Still no one would know.
Do you think... You are, this is okay, so I'm going to set this one up. Right, you're not the best. You're great on a bike.
Yeah.
Boy, you're good on a bike.
Thank
you're good on any bike.
Thank you. Three-wheelers.
You're not the best at walking.
Running
and walking, right?
Yeah, that's...
Weirdly, like bad. You're like quite bad at it. For someone who's done it their whole life.
For what? From where did you recognise that?
That you're bad at walking?
Was it from the road bike party clip where I run and jump into the water?
I forgot about that. I just remember when you used to do the bike tour and everything, we always used to be amazed that the guy we're watching on the show was the same guy we just watched be so unbelievably clumsy around just the world. Yeah, and like your legs don't really tend to, yeah. You've got... So I was thinking, do you think you're the evolutionary link between humans walking and humans riding bikes? So humans are getting better and better all the time for evolution. True. So are you like that first sort of marker of someone who's like, we don't need legs anymore. We're going to ride.
Yeah, so it went like Neolithic man. Then like,
I don't think Neolithic's a thing.
Yeah, it is. It's Neolithic man. Yeah.
Neolithic.
That's the first man.
Is it?
Yeah. So it went from Neolithic types up to like good runners, and then it went down to me, and then we got good at biking.
And then bikes took over, and then legs were no longer necessary.
Yeah, because it was such a good invention that your body realised that that was evolution. Yeah,
I wish we could speed that up. That would be useful for me.
Yeah.
Because you are really terrible at walking.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And when you kick a football, your ankles don't bend.
Yeah, they just...
Your foot just stays... So if you
level.
Try... It's really strange. Really strange. Just thinking of you playing that football
just
game.
Actually, if anyone wants to see what he means, just go and watch my road bike party video.
And
the very last clip, you'll see my running.
It's terrible. But that video, that was a good video.
Yeah, it was really good.
That video, okay, let's talk about that video just quickly, because I loved it. That was one of the best experiences. So we had two road bike party videos that had done really well, but both have been filmed over very long periods of time.
Yeah.
Where you can just get little clips here and there. Luxurious.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm going to go to that place. No budget, do whatever you want.
So
great. And no pressure or deadline at all. You're just making one film.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy when you think of it like that. Then the road bike party idea was a bit like, it basically was too expensive to do that, because I obviously couldn't ride the bike. So you were going to ride the bike for me. And we thought, well, the only way we're going to be able to get your time, the money to do it and have a deadline, is we had a week to film. So we thought, we'll go to America, San Diego, because we'll get all the sun and it'll be amazing. And you can do some, you know, there's loads of good dirt jumps.
Yeah.
And it'll be like a dirt jumpy road bike party.
Yeah.
Quite different, really cool. And then we went to San Diego and it poured with rain.
Yeah, oh yeah, true.
And there was only one really crappy dirt jump spot usable.
Yeah, yeah.
Which wasn't really usable. And then you had to learn trials in 4 days.
Oh yeah.
Because that's all we could do on the bike.
Yeah, true.
So you kind of learnt trials that week.
And we'd only practiced for an hour in that indoor skate park, weren't it? We met up at
had a little go on it.
And then was like, can you ride it? And I did one flip in the foam pit. I was like, yeah, easy.
Yeah, no problem.
That was it.
And then you like, because it's really, I watched it in this little dive of your vids and that, and it's actually like quite a technical trials video. It's actually really hard, some of the stuff.
Yeah, there's that log ride, because there's a good crash in there as well, wasn't it? Like the fake.
It's really difficult stuff. I remember you getting quite cross with that, actually, because that was quite hard.
And the flip fake, I threw the bike, and then like I disappointed you by throwing it, and I felt
I don't
bad.
Like people throwing bikes. I don't.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so
disrespectful. So
good, though.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so we had a little bit of a glitch with the old camera there.
Yeah, it was
and the
a power
card,
cut, weren't
the
there?
Card, basically the card ran out.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you don't know this, but we've said a lot.
Yeah, we actually spoke for over an hour and it only filmed 20 minutes, but it was fun. We were just talking.
And you don't know what you missed out on.
It was great.
It
so
was
that
insane.
Is the end of the...
No. We're getting back into it.
Okay, cool.
Right, so we were talking about road bike party, but I'm going to move on from that because I want to know what you think, how hard it is to actually be an influencer. Like, what's it actually like day to day? Is it as easy as it looks?
Yeah, true, yeah.
It's bloody easy.
This is, like, is this deja vu?
A little bit. This is what deja vu's like this.
Okay.
This is weird now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is weird. Let's not pretend it's not weird.
No, I like it.
I feel slightly awkward.
Yeah, I would if I was you. It's your fault. So basically, it is quite hard. I used to do 3 videos a week.
That ain't that many, though.
Yeah, but for one person that edits, rides, and does all the work, that's every day of editing.
Yeah.
And,
so it turns into like a 7-day-a-week job.
Yeah, well, let's say like 6, just to make it sound a bit better. But Yeah, it was ridiculous.
To like make someone want it a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really hard with three a week for ideas.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, because now I do two videos a week, which gives me way more time, is I have to make the idea better.
Right.
Because my mind was like, if I do, when I'm doing three a week, I can do like, one's really cool. The next one might not be as good because you're doing all these videos, but then the next one like hides the last one in my mind.
Yeah. Secret little crap one in the middle.
But then now it's like, because there's less opportunity to upload the videos, then you've got to like come up with better ideas sort of thing. And it seems more stressful now.
Yeah. Does it seem stressful?
Yeah, it's well stressful. You're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Especially when like you have, because I stick to my schedule. It's like what I want to do. It's good for your mind, I think.
So you've got a schedule?
Yeah.
Have you got it like written down somewhere?
Not like a schedule as in videos, like I just have to do it Wednesday and Sunday.
Wait, are you like a really big company like us and you're just like the one guy at the front?
Yeah, I'm like
there's 150 people behind your channel.
That's how powerful my brain is. It's just me, but you need 100 people to do your one.
Wait, we don't need 100 people to do the Dirt Shed show.
They're all behind the camera there, aren't they?
Shut up, you lot! Try and film it. I didn't realise it could be stressful.
Yeah, because you've got, you're like...
Is it just getting the idea stressful, not doing the job, though?
Or not doing it, but if you're, like, running out of time in the day and, like, you know that it's, like, going badly, or, like, no one's gone over the handlebars yet, or, you know, then you're
Is that, like, a basic requirement? Someone must crash.
Yeah, you've either got to crash, break your bike... Basically, you just want like to have fun. The more fun, if you're having fun on the bike, then you're gonna have it doesn't matter.
Does setting the cameras up stop it being fun?
No, we've got like a good.
You must be like just setting cameras up all the time.
No, but we've just got like the good cam and Louis just.
Oh wait, I'm going down the route of giving you a really good plug for your sponsors here. I'm gonna stop because you're gonna be like, well, no, because I use a GoPro 360 4.967.
Yeah, true. I could have said that actually. Yeah. But GoPro is the best. That's all you need.
Let's look at another question. Should we try? I don't know if we should try Toff's questions. No. Let's not force it. Right, let's get on to this important question, serious question.
Okay.
And let's, so this bit of the podcast is actually for the Dirt Shed show, so bear with me here. Right, yes, let's get to it. Sam, you're on the Dirt Shed show this week, and we're talking about things we should ban from cycling.
Okay.
Get rid of them, because they're bad ideas. Like cross-country. That's stupid.
Yeah, definitely.
Too many laps.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Are you one of the things we need to ban?
Wait, I thought we were talking about cross-country being banned.
No, delete Sam Pilgrim. Because here's my argument, right? Are you really good for the sport? Do you represent mountain biking? Is your channel a great window into our fabulous sport? Think UCI people.
Okay.
Are you really what they want to see? Like an up-and-coming mountain biker who wants to race, he wants to do downhill, when he comes onto YouTube and then he's diverted by your lunacy, your anarchy, your punkness, your edginess. Justify yourself, Sam, or I'm going to press the delete button.
They do want to see that. Like, yeah, I can imagine cross-country might be interesting, you know, to do.
Yeah.
But to watch, probably agreeably even for the races themselves, might not be... that great. But a guy...
You can't seriously think that. Cross country's amazing.
Yeah.
The racing's great. It's great to watch.
Oh, really? I've not seen it. But, like, but imagine just seeing, like, some sort of, like, toothless, like, character.
Yeah.
Hurtling.
Like you.
Hurtling down a hill on a tricycle with plastic wheels fitted, out of control, with, like, in one of the videos, a smoke grenade hanging off the back so it makes a trail of smoke as you're going towards oncoming traffic.
I mean, some of these bikes have been ridiculous. Like, you've got your drift bike, you've got your side hack, you've got your bed bike, you've got your high tall bike, you've got your bike with five wheels, four wheels on the front, one at the back. What other bikes have you got? You've got all the crazy electric bikes. I mean, you'll try anything. I mean, I guess, is that how you look at it? It's just bloody good fun.
Yeah.
Come here and have fun.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you've got to have fun. I mean, obviously, doing all the exact disciplines properly is fun. Obviously, that's why mountain biking's so big. But other extracurricular activities are also fun, like weird bikes.
Yeah, putting fireworks on your bike.
Or seeing how
What did you call it earlier on? You said it's all about the vibe. You're the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe master.
Vibe master.
Might change the channel to that. The Vibe Master.
Vibe Master.
That's actually merch.
Could you make some merch with that on it?
Vibe Master.
Because I feel like I was part of it and I sort of touched it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Vibe Master. That will be available on Sam's merch.
Vibe Master Flex. Yeah.
So, I mean, all right, I get it. I don't want to cancel Sam Pilgrim. I love your channel. But there is a serious question, isn't there? There's a point where you get such a big audience, you've got so much influence, that responsibility starts to creep in. So is that something you have to manage?
Yeah, so, like, truthfully, some of the stuff we do might be, like, a bit too risque, as it were. So we wouldn't show the exact way we got to where we got to, or how we, like, had to deal with some people that are there or something.
Yeah,
or if, like, just unruly types were, like, in the shot, we might not put them in, or, you know, we'd, like, blur people out all the time. Whereas I've seen a lot of the channels, if they get security over, they really like to wind the security guys up and...
Yeah. You're not into that.
No, I like to block out who they are. I like to be cheeky with them, you know, like, always happy, but, like, probably a bit annoying, but where they go away thinking, like, oh, it was quite funny, really, rather than, like, being these horrible, sweary, like, oh, I mean, they're just doing a job, aren't they?
Yeah, so,
I mean, the fact that you're even able to do something somewhere you're not allowed, you should be happy for that, and we always are, so.
Well, I mean, I guess at this point, then, I think, let's leave it at the your vibe master.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah,
let's not delete you.
Yeah, all right, yeah, great. Yeah.
Let's keep the channel.
Yeah, cool.
Not that I've got any influence or power to stop that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But in my mind, I sort of feel like I maybe could have done.
Yeah, maybe,
I don't know, to keep it legit. But if you would like to hear more about what me and Sam have been talking about in our podcast, which we're going to continue once you guys carry on with the show, then make sure you check out the link in the description down below where there'll be the full podcast. But for now, Sam, we're going to get on with the show. You're going to stick with us.
Yeah.
And let's take a look at some hacks and bodges. And that's how we do it in the world of mountain biking.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how I do my vids. Like, I just go out.
And then something happens.
And we just do it. And that happened for you then, because it went
wrong. It really
did. And you just had to...
Well, in going wrong, it got better. Although we did do Toff's questions in the previous podcast.
Oh, I can't remember those.
I just don't know if they'll be funny
now. I can't
now.
Remember them. Though.
Should we try them?
Yeah.
So, Toff. You know Toff.
Oh, the... Yeah, yeah.
The guy upstairs.
He does all,
sickest,
like,
thing of the week on the Richard
that's
show.
It, yeah.
So I asked his mates to send in some questions. It's going to be funny because I'm laughing already. I asked his mates to send him some questions.
Okay.
I believe that Toff's the kind of person who's like, his friends would be core audience for you.
Okay, right, yeah.
Lunatics.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Strange.
So do you want some of these questions? The first one is from Adamatitis.
Okay.
Which sounds like a disease.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and he
or
says...
Or like rock band.
He says, he starts with, you burk. I think that's like a hello.
Okay, that's like a youthful...
Yeah.
Okay.
You burk. Like, you ride like a bike so good, but do you ever think how cool it would be to know you?
That's a good question, actually. Like, now it's been read out correctly.
You burk.
Like, I like that. Yeah.
Imagine.
It'd probably be good.
Can you imagine what it'd be like to meet you? I think that's what Adamatitis would like
I
to
see,
know.
Is, yeah.
It, is it what it would be?
It is everything you could imagine. So fun.
It is fun to meet you.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is always fun to meet you.
That's what it would be.
It always fun. Fun's, you're kind of a, you're a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. The fun master.
That's not as good, that one. That's not as good. Screwed for you asks, stoked on... This is like another hello. Stoked on you. I like that he's put at the start.
Yeah, that's strange that someone would write a
question.
It's
not strange.
Like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's how
like
they would do it.
Youthful.
Yeah. Stoked on you. Some of your riding is fresh as fire. Pure fire. He added that on.
Okay.
Can I get a truth on how high you can jump?
Can I get a truth? Well, can I get a truth on this?
Did you write these?
No.
All right.
These are real questions.
Oh,
from
you
tough
be,
mates.
It's quite, you're quite, it's quite down.
I'm older. The... These are from younger people. These are tough mates.
Hey.
Can I get a truth on, he wants to know how high you can jump. How high can you jump? I mean, have you ever tried to put a distance on it? And if you haven't, why haven't you made that video yet?
That's such a good idea.
Just how high?
I'm going to go and do that video now.
Write that down.
Yeah.
And what could you do to prove it? Because what you don't want to do is put a pole up and measure it. What you want to do is find objects we will understand and then try and jump those.
Like, can I
jump?
How
high? Two lorries.
Like, can I jump up this whole multi-storey car park?
Yeah, how about three floors?
Yeah.
That's how high I can jump.
Cool, this is going to be so... I'm actually going to make that next week. So
brilliant,
aware.
Brilliant. Thank you, Screwed For You. Tempted With Crayons says... That's the best name ever. I even love the way you do it on that bike. So that suggests he loves other stuff too. I even love the way you do it on that bike. The best. But have you ever boated much? Like, extreme?
That's really, like...
Random.
Wow.
Have you ever boated extreme?
I have boated extreme, though.
Yeah, of course you
like
have.
Like jet skis or, like... Even a paddleboard's extreme boating, really.
When you do it, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. How would you make a paddle boat
actually,
extreme?
Actually, no, we did... Like, even though this is a ridiculous question, we have a way good extreme boat story.
Really?
It's incredible. So, Tom Court, like a kite surf pro from the
UK. Yes, I know Tom. Oh, he's such a cool dude.
We hang out quite a lot now in the Isle of Wight. Well, his dad's got a boat and Tom made a bike wakeboard. And then we all were trying it on the boat and then, like, I got on it and was doing all these, like, tricks, like laying back off the back, trying wheelies. The board... The front wheel, the front board, went in the water, stopped the boat dead and snapped the whole metal toe thing. What's it called? The bridge?
Yeah, off.
This whole thing snapped off the back of the boat. Yeah.
They're really expensive.
Yeah, so that's my do boat extreme.
No, that's made me think as well, is you're making big money if you're hanging out with Tom Court on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Like, poor people don't hang out with Tom Court.
Yeah,
he doesn't know poor people.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, what are you?
Yeah, he's, like, super, like...
He's, like, one of the nicest blokes ever.
Yeah, he's actually your boss.
His whole family learnt to skydive. Do you know that?
No.
I'm sure that's right. Him, his dad... Because his dad's the coolest dude as well. Really curly hair. Yeah. Just such a cool dude. He's not cool because he's got curly hair.
Yeah,
he's just cool.
Yeah,
but I remember he's got great hair. And I'm sure him, Tom and his mum all learnt to skydive.
Yeah.
As a thing, as a family thing.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
And then he said he had to give it up because he was just like, this is going to go wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Like, this is not... You can't keep jumping out of planes. I'm sure that was Tom who told me that. Last question from one of Toff's mates, Crowsfoot. He says, proud as I am, I can't help thinking you have more. So he loves what you do.
Okay, but he feels
like...
There might be a bit more...
When will you race again? And has the time away been painful enough for you to really want it?
Oh, I wonder if he means race, like...
He's probably... I feel like he's never seen what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But has your time away made it been painful, and do you want it?
Yeah, I mean...
You do, don't you?
I want it.
You do. Crowsfoot knows
he's,
you.
Like, this guy that's not ever
you.
Seen, or
this
not,
guy's
even,
not even...
Not even real.
Real.
He knows.
This 50-year-old man who thought he could write young people's questions, he knows you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Almost like he knew what you wanted to get out of you.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't
strange.
It?
Strange. Very weird. Really weird. Very weird. But nice you are one, coming Tom. Back. You're coming back.
To the...
Cops.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because it's been painful. You want another platinum ride.
Yeah, diamond.
Diamond. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
But you are old, so, like, you would mix up the words.
Yeah, they only had diamond. There was diamond events, right?
That's right. You said platinum, though. Platinum's like the...
Did I say platinum?
Yeah.
I literally don't
I'm not a singer.
That's I know what like I'm doing a... right now.
Yeah.
I know. We've seen that, where I totally messed up the whole podcast.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it got... Hey, you know what did happen, though? Is Sam Pilgrim got deleted. So
oh,
I
yeah.
So
did that happen in the last podcast that got deleted? The bit that
no, but literally, like, you were on the podcast.
Oh, and I
and
did
that got
get
deleted.
Yeah, there's your
so
title.
So we did delete
that's
Sam.
That's the title.
We deleted Sam Pilgrim. Yeah. It happened. Right, we've got those questions done. We've done the bit for the Dirt Shed show. Can we talk about money?
If you desire.
Because you're like a big YouTuber and all that.
Yeah.
And I like, you're like just some dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? That, like, there's kids like you, right?
Yeah.
Out there now, you've got all this power. And when I say power, it's not like power you abuse. Yeah. Like, power, you've got influence.
Yeah.
And you get paid a lot of money for it now. And now you've got avenues to get the results of the advertising into your bank account, right?
Yeah.
And let's face it, you're making, like, a lot of money. A lot of money, isn't it?
Mm.
So, like, how much do you earn?
Loads. Nah, I don't know. We can't say, you're not even allowed to say these things.
Aren't you?
I don't think so, are you?
All right, if you won't tell me that.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't tell me that, yeah. So I prepared more questions, I see. Right? Because right. I know you, Sam, so I've okay. got a way into this, right?
Cool.
What's the best earnings?
Yeah.
Instagram or YouTube?
Well, Insta doesn't do it, though.
Oh, does it?
No.
I thought you could make money on Instagram.
If you, like, went, if you had, if you fully
yeah.
put all your time into it and then made
oh, you gotta
vlogs
go nuts.
For Instagram, I right. don't want to do it.
You don't want to do that?
No, it's too much. It's already too much.
It's all it YouTube?
Yeah.
So your focus is YouTube?
Yeah. I do everything for the tubes and then on Innie, I just, like...
Innie?
Tell everyone to go to the tubes from
I
Innie.
I so wouldn't get away yeah. with calling it that in, like, the pub later.
Yeah,
I sat
imagine.
Down with Neil... and I say to Neil Donoghue,
have you looked on
Innie
today?
Earlier on, he'd be like, are you drunk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been in here drinking before we started? No, I couldn't get away with saying that.
I think it's an age thing, though, isn't it?
It's sort of, mate, it's sort of, I find it's always an age thing. All right, so if you won't tell me how much you earn,
okay,
which I guess is fair enough,
yeah.
And you won't tell me, well, you've said, you've answered the Innie, I'm getting it, Innie
yeah.
question, right? What's the biggest percentage of earnings then? Is it YouTube? Or your sponsors, GoPro, Monster, High Bike, Ghost, Swatch, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think it's half.
Half? You reckon it's half?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, you're a rich mother funner.
Fun master.
Fun master, aren't yeah. I? I mean, good for you.
I think it's half, yeah.
Good for you.
Roughly.
Half?
Yeah.
It's worth doing.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's quite good.
So knowing what you know...
Yeah.
And you see the numbers come in, right?
Yeah.
What do you think's happening to that poor Fabio Wibmer guy? His brain must be going bang with all the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard, like, obscene stories. It's, like, ridiculous.
Don't you think that's weird, though? Because you think how hard you had to try early on to get a sponsor.
Yeah, I know.
And then hang on to them. And now kind of you're that.
Yeah. It's actually good, because then you can be, like, a bit more, like...
It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah. You can... Yeah, it's cool.
But it's interesting to hear that you sort of do feel, or it seems like you do, correct me if I'm getting it wrong, but you sort of feel like that there is a responsibility and an expectation on you that's actually not that easy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's not like easy to just pump it out
yeah,
all day
I mean,
long.
You could just do stuff, but it wouldn't be good, would it? You've still got to put thought, effort and time into it.
Yeah.
And if it isn't good, you've got to make it good with the editing in some way, you know? Mm. It's, like, quite weird, really. And, like, sometimes we'll film something all day and I won't like it, so we'll have to, like, make that extra short and then add something good on at the end.
Yeah, right.
So, like, it's always...
It's weird, isn't it? It's such a fluid process making a film, isn't it? Sometimes what you've got to have somewhere to start.
Yeah.
But quite often
oh, yeah,
in videos,
definitely.
Like, if you make
you
a video
like,
edit...
You need, like, a little idea and then you can start that and then you can just go where you want.
It's tricky, isn't it? I had another question then that came to me because I wanted to talk that I forgot in the last podcast we did a moment ago. What was that? It was really good.
Must have been.
It was. It was really good. I wanted to get to it.
You could, like, look on it, can you?
I can't remember if it's on here. Bear with me. Bear with me, podcasters.
I can tell them about that front flip on the bike tour then.
The front flip, well, that's one of the anecdotes that I wanted to get to because that front flip was gnarly.
Yeah, it's your fault, actually.
It wasn't my fault.
And Robin.
No, it was Robin and it was James Thorne. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah,
because I remember feeling really bad and I did tell Robin off a little bit.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah.
That was kind of my part in the story was I was a bit grown up afterwards. Like,
yeah.
You can't just keep going, and now do another big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
keep adding. It's like yeah. at some point, the guy's got to be allowed to have his run, and it being
yeah,
like,
yeah.
we've got at some point appreciate what's enough.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, the bike tour, we should say, like, you were always on the bike tour back in the day with when it was the animal tour, and we were going around the UK doing shows. and you were following on after Chopper Fielder, who had a good, left a pretty good legacy of quite a high standard.
Definitely,
you come on, absolutely nailed it, became like the full-time rider on there. And your run that you would do every show was pretty bloody hard.
Yeah, it was probably like ridiculous because we got used to it.
Well, you got used to it. I didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, even as a right, like because we were there, it was always the same.
Yeah.
And like for those that you don't know, like with the show, you obviously build up slowly to the end for the finale trick.
Yeah.
And you obviously want to keep the same tricks at every location so you can be good at them. But this one location, was like massive crowd really, wasn't it? Because it was at Boardmasters. Then we all got excited and they're like, oh, do something else for the finale. And like, I remember I tried to front flip the box. The jump was way too small for it.
Way too small. But like, well, you know that because you missed the jump and landed on the grass.
But just stood up though, didn't I?
It's crazy.
I did a front flip, landed standing on my feet, and then that was so
scary. And then I do remember you sitting down afterwards, actually sort of a bit in shock, a bit like you'd been through, like someone who's got PTSD.
Yeah.
I was like, what did I just do to myself?
Yeah.
Because the thing is with jumps, like, and any kind of riding that's hard, is that, like, when it goes wrong, you know you've now got that in your mind.
Yeah, yeah,
And now you're like, oh, man, now I've got that little hurdles in the way now.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying, like, when you've, like, had a moment like that because you start to... Yeah, you start. You know you're going to pay for it later.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Because it's going to come back. That's the worst.
I did like a mini one of them the other day, actually.
Really?
I was just playing around at the skate park at Corby and switched onto Louis's bike, which is so bad. Tried to flip it and just like landed. I just went straight over the handlebars.
Yeah.
And then I felt weird flipping my bike after.
And then you're like, oh God, I used to, if I had a move that, like, say I was trying to do a gap or something for a photo shoot and you had one that went wrong, you're like, oh, how am I going to get back to them? I just want to go back to the ones before that.
Yeah,
I just want to go, because
it's really annoying, actually.
It's the worst. It's the worst. I really can't think of what that thing was that I wanted to get to.
Yeah, it must have been very, very interesting.
Well, we were talking about the money, then we were talking about sponsors... Talking about your influence, which bit of your career is best? I mean, this is terrible podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like, imagine
right now,
driving now. They'd have...
You're driving. Mind that!
They won't, because they'll be like this now. What's happening? Trying to get close to me.
The audio's gone wrong. The editor, you're probably going to... Because it's going to need to have an edit in this one, I'm afraid.
No, I think it's good.
Just a little bit.
Just add in a heartbeat, so it's like... They're waiting for this question. It better be good.
Because
they're going to build this up now.
I can't remember what it was. But we didn't get to it in the previous one.
It can only be somewhere here.
No, I don't think I wrote it down. Oh, man. It was really good.
Who am I watching? No, it wasn't that.
Who are you watching?
I actually try not to watch.
Like, but do you, like, watch... So you're talking about going back to comps. Who are you watching...
Oh, in the comps?
Yeah, like...
Oh, you've actually got to not watch while you're there as well.
Really?
Because otherwise it puts me off, makes me think I can't do good stuff.
Shit. So you've got to just do your run at the end of the day, innit?
Yeah, it's actually better not to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because then, like, because I forget how I used to do events, and then back in the day I wouldn't really pay attention. You'd just be like, oh, yeah, cool,
do your thing.
Obviously, if you're there, like, watching, like, Emil, the best guy riding, you're like, well, I can't do that, and you're going to feel like... crap, whatever. I mean, like, so I wouldn't go to comps now to try and win. I'd go there to just have fun, but you know, if I could try and get like top 10, then that's going to be well good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I'm watching Emil, I'm going to be like depressed.
Anyway, it's like you're like at one point you were that guy for everyone else.
Yeah, how annoying.
Well, not annoying. I mean, things have got their time, haven't they?
Yeah.
And it comes in waves, so you can only like that moment of just like, well, it's almost when it seems the easiest is when you're best and you can't understand why everyone else isn't doing it. It's like, why don't you just do it?
I have such a good story, like, one I can remember of a contest. Like, basically, I turned up as it had started. Mm-hmm. I'd, like, messed up whatever. It was at Eurobike.
Yeah.
And literally people were dropping in for their run. So then I just turned up, dropped in and won the comp. And I remember like finishing the run and like the last jump then went up this like platform. That's where all the riders sat. Yeah. I remember them all just there like,
oh, I hate this guy.
What's going on? And that was it. Just done one run, won it, and then off I went again. So literally 5 minutes of work.
I wonder if maybe I was there on that trip.
Yeah, probably.
Didn't, because we drove down there. Maybe it wasn't that time. I did do the show.
That was when you were with Daryl, actually. I did the show with you then, but I wasn't on the tour fully then. I just did it for fun.
But do you remember we drove down there with Diamond when we were with Diamondback?
Oh, then yeah.
It was me, you, Rowan.
Yeah,
Johns.
It probably was that one then, actually.
I think Blake was with us too.
Yeah, he was.
We drove down in a Vito. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and you drove away without paying for fuel.
Did I?
On accident, and then they started chasing us, and then we're like, oh yeah, oh no. Do you remember that?
No!
That was like, we almost were at the ferry. I've done it there before as well, like, and then you start to drive off, and you're like, oh yeah, because like, it's weird how you do the paying and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember that. And we just drove away like really far, and then they like ran out, and then you hadn't paid, and we're like, oh yeah, oh no.
When I think of that drive, for some reason, all I can think of is Dizzy Rascal, Bonkers.
Oh, really?
I felt like the whole trip was like that kind of music.
Probably.
I think you just had your music on.
How annoying for everyone.
I remember loving it.
Oh, cool.
I remember loving it. But it wasn't my sort of music.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. I don't think it was Dizzy Rascal. It was probably something cooler than that. But if I know its name, it's probably not that.
That's actually really true, yeah.
So we've done the questions. We've done some anecdotes. I can't remember what that thing was. You're right. It can't have been that good.
Yeah, no, it can't have been.
Let's call it a day.
Cool.
That was a fantastic podcast. If you've got to this point, I don't really need to tell you much else.
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
Stop listening, I guess.
Yeah. And at least like you can know that the podcast was actually better for us and you missed out on half of it. But
I actually thought the second bit had some good bits then.
No, it was great, but like we had double the amount of fun than they did. So you know that there's a lot of fun in this basket of fun for you, so you should watch the next one as well.
It's Vibemaster, see?
Yeah. Enjoy.
Bye.